106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
All the writing on the wall, as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency.
Thank you.
had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear
way.
It's the truth, and I hope it'll be good.
I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth.
I've Had the Time of My Life is a song recorded by Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers and Jennifer Warnes after having been selected to be the finale for the 1987 film Dirty Dancing. In the United States, the single topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart in November 1987 for a week and also reached number one on the Adult Contemporary for four, while in the United Kingdom, it had two chart outings. Once after the film's initial release, it peaked at number 6, and again in January 91, after it was shown on mainstream television, as it reached number 8. This got the highest recognition of the year when it came out. The Academy Awards is an annual American ceremony honoring recognition of achievements in the film industry. Winners are awarded the statuette, officially the Academy Award of Merit, but it's much better known by its nickname, Oscar. First presented in 1929 at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, they're overseen by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. They feature accolades for best movies of varying lengths, several aspects of production, direction, writing, actors, actresses, and the music, including score and original song. This award category was introduced at the ceremony honoring the best in film for 1934. Nominations are made by the Academy members who are also songwriters and composers, and the winners are chosen by the entire membership as a whole. Its equivalents are the Emmys for television, the Tonys for theater, and the Grammys for music and recording, and they're all modeled after the Oscars. I'm Uncle Marty, hoping you enjoy as the 3D Radioactivity plays the best in music that got its fame from the movies.
Thank you.
Fame is a Pop number released in 1980 and achieved chart success as the theme and the title track to the film and TV series. This was performed by Irene Cara, who played the role of Coco Hernandez in the original movie, which won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1980 and the Golden Globe Award for the same. Here's another double winner from the Bard of Hibbing, Minnesota.
Man with a worried mind, no one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. That white skin got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons, do the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think he's got anything to prove. A lot of water under the bridge, a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. I've been walking 40 miles, a bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds can be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in the lake. you to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked inside, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Things Have Changed is one from the film Wonder Boys, written and performed by Bob Dylan, and was also released as a single in 2000, the year it won the Academy Award and the Golden Globe for Best Original Song. You may recall that Chrysler used this in an ad aired during the 2014 Super Bowl 48, narrated by and starring Dylan. Next, we've got a triple winning entry from a lady with one of the best smiles in show business.
Thank you.
Let the River Run was first featured in the 1988 film Working Girl, with music and lyrics by Carly Simon. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 89, a Golden Globe for the Best Original Number at the 46th Awards, and a Grammy for the Best One Written specifically for a Motion Picture or Television a year later. It's the first of only two songs to have won all three major awards, the Oscar, Golden Globe, and Grammy, while being composed and written as well as performed entirely by a single artist, the other being Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen, which we played on an earlier awards program 2 years ago. Because this is the 3D Radioactivity, let's spin one that's another triple winner in addition to its gilded pedigree.
Small.
will go on. From Celine Dion in 1997's Titanic soundtrack. It's the only Academy Award for Best Original Song to also win the Golden Globe Award for Best Original, along with the Grammy Triad for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Melody Written for Visual Media. We'll get you somewhat animated when we come back in a moment with a couple of huge, warm, and fuzzy winners for you. This is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM and 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and The Choice on ZCOMRadio.com 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty and the Shawnimal, with all Oscars, all show on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
If I were a rich man with a million or two,
I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
And if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied
you, green with it,
your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it, big guy, you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
You and me together, that's how it always should be. Nothing to me, nothing to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing,
no, no,
if I didn't have you to soil. I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic noise. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Look, Ma, I'm dancing. Would you let me lead? Look at that, it's true. Big guys are lighting their feet. Don't you dare dip me. Don't you dare dip me. Don't you dare dip me. Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it, I say it anyway,
'cause we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
One more time! And one!
I won't have to say it.
Where'd everybody come from?
All we both know it's true.
Let's take it home, big guy!
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
I wouldn't have nothing.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Yes, you.
E-E-I-O.
That means you.
Yeah.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day when the heat beat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this warrior.
Feel the Love Tonight is the Academy Award-winning song from Disney's 1994 animated film The Lion King, composed by Elton John, with lyrics by Tim Rice. It was a chart hit in the UK, peaking at number 14 on their singles list, and achieved success in the US too, where it made it up to number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100, while the tune was a chart-topper in France. You know, Deep Affection was on and in the air, because If I Didn't Have You was written by singer-songwriter Randy Newman and appeared during the ending credits of another Disney film along with Pixar in 2001's Monsters Incorporated. Sung by John Goodman and Billy Crystal, this snappy number won that year's Academy Award for Best Original Song and was Randy's first Oscar. Speaking of love, imagine Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire as they danced to the very first tune to win the prize.
Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the continental a way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the cardinal, because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the cardinal, an invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the cardinal, because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so to me, his eyes answer your song. The body sway, the continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the continental, for it's the song of romance and of love. While you're dancing, it's continental, oh, oh, it's continental. You sing while you're dancing, your voice is gentle, oh, 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 and sentimental. You'll know before the dance is through you're in love with him, and he's in love with you. You'll find, while you're dancing, that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. You're so lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. Touches my foolish heart. Yes, you're lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. is my foolish heart. Yes, you're lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight, darling. Just the way.
Had to go undercover to find those two tunes. Dorothy Fields was the first female songwriter to win the Best Original Song Oscar for the 1936 winner The Way You Look Tonight. She put the lyrics on paper with music by Jerome Kern and sung by Fred Astaire in the film Swing Time. This rendition came from It Had to Be You, the Great American Songbook, and the first album of pop standards recorded by Rod Stewart. It was released in 2002 and became the initial offering in a 5-volume series. 2 years earlier, Fred starred in the film The Gay Divorcee when The Continental won the first Academy Award in 1934 for the best original song to be awarded, and is the music to the 22-minute dance sequence towards the end of the film, as sung by Ginger Rogers. Our version by Maureen McGovern reached number 16 on the UK singles chart in 76 and featured Lee Ritenour playing guitar on this track. Let's switch from romance to one of the baddest cats ever to hit the silver screen on your 3D radioactivity.
Woman. John Jack. say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me. Say it together. Naturally. I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. People in the park playing games in the dark. And what they played was a masquerade. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out. The way it should be. Say you, say me. Say it together. Naturally. As we go down life's lonesome highway, seems the hardest thing someone who understands. When you feel you lost your way, you've got someone there to say, I'll show you. Say you, say me. Say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be.
Say You, Say Me is a song written and recorded by Lionel Richie for the film White Nights, starring Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines. On the Hot 100 in November of 85, the single topped the list, and on the R&B charts a month later, as it became Richie's ninth number one on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart and that year's Oscar winner. While Theme from Shaft won Isaac Hayes the gold statue, as it also went to number 2 on the Billboard Soul Singles chart and to number 1 on their Hot 100 in the U.S. in November of 71. The song also was well received by adult audiences, reaching number 6 on the Easy Listening chart. Can you dig it? Right on. We're going to go Latin next week with a 3D Cinco de Mayo spectacular, so make sure you get me any ideas. Send an email to 3DRadio@USA.com, or if you're on Facebook, look for the 3D Radio Activity, where you can like the program and leave me a message there, too. Then Sean and I are going to be taking a short hiatus to reset our compass to be back with more extra-dimensional adventures in radio just for you. This sure has been fun. I wish we had more time to play these golden nuggets. Our big closer is number 1 on the Songs of the Century list compiled by the RIAA and the National Endowment for the Arts. Not only that, the American Film Institute also ranked it as the greatest of all time on the list of AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs. Want to know more? Over the years, it's been paid tribute by a number of artists in a variety of styles. Glenn Miller's Big Band 1939 version charted at number one. Jimmy Stewart sang a drunken, comedic impression of it. In 1940's The Philadelphia Story, the doo-wop group The Dimensions reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1960. Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells peaked at number 20 on the U.S. R&B charts in 1966. It can also be heard in an ironic context in the 1972 Vincent Price horror film, Dr. Fibes Rises Again. Jerry Lee Lewis had a number 10 hit single with it on the American country music listings in 1980. Bobby McFerrin sang a condensed vocalized instrumental in the late 80s PBS TV special Sing Out America with Judy Collins. Director Nora Ephron used two different takes of the tune in her movies Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail by Ray Charles and Harry Nilsson. Israel Kamakawiole's album Facing Future, released in 1993, included an ukulele medley of it, and this one has been used in several films, commercials, and television programs, including Finding Forrester, Meet Joe Black, 50 First Dates, Snakes on a Plane, Charmed, South Pacific, Cold Case, ER, Life on Mars, Horizon, and Scrubs. Here's the 1939 Oscar classic, with music from Harold Arlen, and lyrics by E.Y. Harburg, as sung by Judy Garland, who starred in The Wizard of Oz with her dog, too, and recorded her signature tune, Over the Rainbow. See you next week.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me, somewhere. Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow.